This is the December 4th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. Before us involves late files submitted to the Board of Equalization for the 2024 assessment year. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. The first late file before us is a request for reconvene from Jason and Brooke Marlowe for property ID 177-262004. They are using reconvening code 3, which states that in an arm's length transaction, a bona fide purchaser or contract buyer acquired interest in the property after July 1st, but on or before December 31st of the assessment year, and the sales price was less than 90% of the assessed value. They submitted evidence that they purchased their property for a total of $610,000, and they are being assessed at $690,903. When calculated, it looks like that... Ooh, I closed the wrong calculator. When calculated, that looks like it comes to about 88%. And they purchased it on... The date was September of 2024.
Meets the qualifications.
Perfect. All right. So before we start these next late files, I'd like to state for the record, all of these late files were submitted under the Good Cause Request G, which states that the appellant or the taxpayer was not sent a change of value notice under RCW 8440045 for the current assessment year and can demonstrate that the property value did not change from the previous assessment year. So every single one of the following property IDs are stating they did not receive a change of value notice and they did not have a change in their value and were not notified. Okay, our first one involves multiple properties. They are for Orchards Market Center, LLC. They were submitted by Agent Ivan Perella. They are property ID 15751200, 15751300, 15753400, 15752500, 15752509, and 15752508. And they did not receive that notice of value. The next one is MJW Leverick LLC, submitted by Mike Burns of Ryan. This is just property ID 12448002. The next one is MJW Avenue 66 LLC, submitted again by Mike Burns of Ryan. This is tax parcel 16084700. Our next property that did not receive a change in value notice is... property IDs, there are two. They are owned by CR Silver Oak Communities, LLC, and they were submitted by Chloe Birdsong of Ryan. They are 16001100 and 16001400. These are connected properties. The next one is CR Sedona Communities, LLC. Again, two properties submitted by Chloe Birdsong. They are connected properties. The property IDs are 10140395 and 10140396. We also have CR Larksven Communities, LLC. Again, submitted by Chloe Birdsong of Ryan. They are two properties that are connected. They are 10811806 and 16049000. We then have 19600 Northeast 3rd Street Owner LLC, submitted by Chloe Birdsong of Ryan. They are, again, two properties that are connected. They are property IDs 98603854 and 98603893. We then have 10 Talents Investments that also did not receive a notice of value. This is submitted by Gregory D'Amico of Tax Advisors for property ID 39150000. Also by Tax Advisors and Gregory D'Amico, we have submitted Indy Plaza LLC for property ID 12192205. We have Fisher Building LLC submitted by Gregory D'Amico for property ID 16052600. We have CG Carriage Park LLC submitted by Gregory D'Amico of Tax Advisors for property ID 16073000. We have Block 1618 LLC, property ID 16539400, submitted by Gregory D'Amico of Tax Advisors. And our final one, also submitted by Tax Advisors, with no notice of value and no change of value, by Gregory D'Amico from Tax Advisors, is AG Residential JV LLC, property ID 16000200. And that is all of our properties that were submitted with the late file reason that there was no change of value notice received and no change in value.
Just to let you know, Joel, the reason that they get this exemption is that normally once you get a notice of value, you have, in Clark County, you have 60 days to file an appeal. The statute says 30 days, but it can be extended by the local authority, and our commissioners have stated that they give our people 60 days in Clark County to file their appeal. But if you don't get a notice of value, then all of a sudden you're down to the 60 days after they've issued all their notices, and you don't have a notice, then you still have the right to appeal under this authority because they didn't send you a notice of value, and the value didn't change. And that's Peter's contention, that he's not going to file ones that don't have a change. He's not going to send out notices if they don't have a change. So that's why we have to go through this process for those that don't change.
That's clear.
Okay.
All right. Are those all approved?
I think that's okay. We'll do all those.
Right, I will approve those, and that is all of our late files, if you're good to close the hearing.
Close that.
This is the December 4th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petitions number 142 and 143 for property IDs 19555-1000 and 19555-2000. Both properties are owned by Arthur M. Lockhart. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present from the appellant. The two properties were purchased for a combined $80,000 in November 2022, and the assessor's evidence included a property information card and a cover letter recommending the assessed value be reduced to $50,162 for property ID 19555-1000, and the assessor's evidence also included a property information card for property ID 19555-2000 and a letter recommending that assessed value be reduced to $29,838. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No.
Close the hearing.
This is the December 4th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 141 for property ID 19631700. The property is owned by Paul R. Parsons. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. The appellant's evidence included a letter of intent to purchase from Seven Properties LLC for $81,859. The assessor's evidence included three comparable sales, an aerial photo, a GIS map, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the December 4th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 120 for property ID 12714100. The property is owned by Alan Shapiro. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Alan here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to remind you, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, very good. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
This is the fifth consecutive year that I've come before the BOA with respect to the subject property. The assessor had made several errors in valuing the subject property at the beginning of the period and has simply compounded those over the entire five-year period. As the BOE stated in its ritual review of the assessor's valuation, the assessor did not follow its own rules by including a dock in the valuation of the subject property and did not take into account a number of factors affecting the utilization and value of the property. The assessor has submitted five comparables to support his valuation. However, the assessor acknowledged that they had to expand the parameters of their search several miles to include comps number 2 and comp number 3. But no adjustment was made for this difference. Because of the substantial differences in the neighborhood, the differences in proximity to the railroad, and the distance from the subject property, comp 2 and comp 3 should not have been included in the assessor's analysis. Alternatively, an adjustment is required, and one has been suggested. The assessor's analysis contains computational errors and fails to make additional required adjustments. These have been detailed in the subsequent submission, and pictures have been included to support any additional adjustments. Some of the larger adjustments the assessor failed to make include the sales price of comp 1 and comp 4 included dock and tide lamps. The assessor has stated docks are non-assessable, personal property, and the subject property does not include tide lamps. Comp 1, comp 3, and comp 5 have fully built out ground floor living spaces. The assessor valued these as basements. These are not underground, have separate entrances, and a wall of windows with excellent views of in-ground pools on the properties and the Columbia River. The assessor made adjustments for the land, for the value of the land of comp 2, comp 3, and comp 4 based on the assessed value of the land. However, the total assessed value of the land and buildings were less than the sales price of the homes. Additional adjustments were made to reflect the sales price of the homes. I have detailed a number of other adjustments that had been made, included pictures to help show you what those, why those adjustments were made. The assessor's proposed adjustment would indicate the subject property increased 18.7% over the value determined by the BOA as of January 1, 2023. Such an increase is clearly not warranted by market forces. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, the adjustments in red that you put in there are the ones that you indicate are should be made in addition to the ones that the assessor made. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And I know John and I have seen your property before. Our other member has not seen this property before, or not, had not been involved in this property before. but I remember all of the ins and outs of this, and it's clearly a different property than some of the ones that the assessor has shown us. We agree with that. I don't have any further questions. So you're asking for $2,300,000, for the value instead of the $2,610,000. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. I have no more questions.
I only have a question, and you didn't appear to provide any additional sales other than what the assessor used, or did I just miss it? It looks like you analyzed the sales they provided, but did you provide any additional ones?
No, I did not. The I think there were, if you look at them, those were the, you know, I think other than comps 2 and 3, those were the most reasonable comparables to make. So I did not look, you know, I did not find any that should be included.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't have any questions. Pretty detailed submission. I read through it, understood it, and seems pretty clear.
Okay. Thank you.
So I have no further questions, and if you have nothing else to add, I think we have a pretty clear understanding of what you detailed here. So we'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for your consideration.
Thank you.
You.
Bye-bye. Close the hearing.
This is the December 4th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 125 for property ID 10849-1108. The property is owned by Dennis Turnbow. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. The property was purchased for $425,000 in January 2024. The assessor's evidence included 6 comparable sales, an aerial photo, the subject property's listing page, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the December 4th, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 151 for property ID 83075000. The property is owned by John Waldhouse. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Joel Klein, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have John here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Okay, my right hand's up.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, very good. Thank you. One of the things I'm not sure I pointed it out in years past. I'm not sure if I reemphasized it during this year's appeal. One of the big factors that does not exist with the comparables that the county provided. They are in the same area, but they're nowhere near as close to Highway 14 and not affected and value diminished by the amount of traffic noise that we experience on this property due to the proximity to Highway 14. Our northern border abuts the Highway 14 highway, and so it's a lot of noise. And I noticed on the comparables that were presented on the appraisal, or on the valuation, none of those are as close. Some of them are probably a half a mile away. And I'd have to look at the map again to see that. But I noticed there was one that was really used that's on 6th Street, and it's close to my house, but it's in nowhere near. It's hundreds of feet from the highway. And the effects of sound, excuse me, the effects of sound are reduced. The effect of sound is inversely proportional to the distance from the source of the sound. So in other words, if you double your distance, you're only getting one quarter of the sound effect. So I just wanted to bring that out and make that, aware that that's not something we can do anything about, but it does reduce the value of the house when somebody comes, if somebody were to come and look at it in terms of purchasing it. Then the second issue was, deferred maintenance that has still gone uncorrected. Because of the fact that I just don't have a lot of money. The house is being occupied by my daughter and her family, and I live there with her when I'm in town visiting and doing repairs. But we don't have money to hire contractors to do those repairs because they're very expensive. I did submit a bid from a flooring contractor because the living room flooring and the kitchen flooring are just bare wood, basically. And but he came back with $16,000, and I obviously I don't have that kind of money. I would do that work myself. I have been trying to get roof repair bids. I got one bid from a gentleman named Nick. He came all the way from Beaverton to look at it. He works for Erie Roofing, E-R-I-E, out of Pennsylvania. And they're a big roofing contractor. But the existing roof is a three-tab shingle, very similar to a lot of roofs in the area. But the northern-facing slope tends to get moss on it. And a couple of years ago, Travelers Geico, my insurance company, canceled us because we did not get the moss removed from the roof. When this roofing contractor came to give me a bid, we got up there and walked around, and he said, basically, you need a new roof. He felt we needed a new roof. And I said, well, this is supposed to be a 30-year roof, and it was installed in 2016. And I'm just going on what type of roof it is, that roofs like that I have installed in the past were 30-year roofs. And now it's only 8 years later, and he's saying, hey, you basically need a new roof. I don't want to go with another roof like that. I would rather go with a metal roof that would last 50 years. Now, he quoted me $53,000, which I choked on, but he said, well, you want to write a check today and we can get started? And I'm like, no, I don't have that. That's gonna have to wait. But he never would put it in writing because he said, you're not going to do it within 30 days, so the price will change. And I have called several other roofers, and they've just not come out, because once they find out that you're not going to do it, well, two things. I need a bid so I know what I'm up against. But secondly, I need a written bid so I can submit to the county. And that once they hear that, they don't even want to bother with you because they figure you're not going to get the job. They're not going to get the job. So it's been tough to get roofers out there. And I don't feel comfortable just lying to them and not telling them that one of the reasons is I need a bid for the property tax appeal. It's not fair to them, and it's not fair to my own integrity. There are other little jobs that need to be done, some holes in sheetrock and things like that, that we can do ourselves. I'm not going to get a bid for. And there's a couple of plumbing leaks and minor things like that. But those are the main issues that that I am appealing for, and so that's why I asked you to consider the points of my argument. Did we get disconnected?
Oh. No, we're here.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I think I can't remember if there were any other points. I think I've pretty well, because I did have some things about the porches and yards, and I was clarified on that, that those do not count, that they're not appealing point that are valid.
So you got the bids for the flooring from the prior year, is that correct?
I got a bid from the flooring just this summer while I was visiting up there this summer, and I was doing work on the house. I had a flooring contractor come out, and I sent that in, but I was unable to get the roofing bid sent. Well, I never did get a written bid, so I wasn't able to send it in. It was just a verbal bid. He would not put it in writing.
And you said the flooring is bare wood? Is that like subflooring?
It's tongue and groove. In the kitchen, I think, if I remember right, when we bought the house, the kitchen, I think he had carpeting in the kitchen. I can't remember now. It's been 3 years, but we pulled it up, and it was it's bare stuff flooring basically. So it needs to have linoleum. I probably will go with some type of linoleum, sheet linoleum over it. But it is a job that we just have never gotten around to. But in terms of value, it does affect the. In my mind, the value, I mean, is like you're doing, you're basing it on comparable. Well, those are sale. If I were to put the house on the market and somebody walked in and saw that, it would greatly reduce my success for selling it, especially, and it would probably reduce the sales price because somebody come in and say, hey, your flooring, you know, your kitchen floor. The living room floor is at one time was a hardwood floor, but it's got patchwork and old stains from the adhesive that held the carpeting and things down. So it's not nice. I mean, it's livable, but it's not. It affects. It devalues the value of the property. I mean, in terms of having the house. Curb appeal ready for a buyer to look at it and consider, it is a devaluation of the value.
So I see one bid here for almost $10,000, and that's for the living room and bedroom, is that correct?
I'm sorry, say that again? I thought there was one bid for the flooring. That was $16,000 for the whole thing.
I see one bid that's almost $10,000, and I see another one that's for $2,500. That says laundry.
Okay, that's the laundry room. That is bare flooring, bare subfloor, and that's next to the kitchen, which is also bare subfloor.
The other one is kitchen, and that one is for
$3,000.
Okay, how much? So $16,000 for the total, if you put all three of them together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have three. Right.
I don't have the bids in front of me, so I apologize for not knowing the breakdown on those. I don't have them right in front of me.
That's fine. All right. I have no further questions. John or Joel?
I don't know how many questions.
No, I don't have any questions on it either.
Okay. I think we're done. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Is there any way to incorporate what information I've given you concerning the roof, or do I need to keep pursuing an actual written bid for that?
We have to see a written proposal on that. I mean, this is not a very big house, is it? 53,000 sounds like an awful lot.
Well, it's about, the guy said it was 2,000 square foot of roofing. The house, the footprint of the house is 1,250 square feet. There's an unfinished basement, but the ground floor is about 1,250 square feet. But he said, but due to the overhangs and the gables that are in the roof, it's not just a shed roof or a single gable. There's several gables to it. That are perpendicular to the main. So that creates, and then also it was, he was saying, hey, you need to strip this old roof off. So he was looking at doing all that. And then he also was going to put a different type of venting system on them. And I was in agreement with all that. Yeah, that's what I would want if I were to pay someone to put a roof on it. It does sound expensive. I choked on it. I was like, oh, I can't even believe that. But again, knowing that I was not going to do it within 30 days, he refused to put it in writing. I will keep pursuing that. But again, some of these guys are just too busy to be coming out for just a bid when they don't think they're going to get the work, because I have talked to, well, I have put in calls. I never actually talked to them. I left a message. Home Depot gave me the name of a roofer. I don't remember what it is, but I've got his number somewhere. And I was trying to get other roofers to come up. They won't give you a bid just based on the size of it. They have to come out and look at it and see what the conditions are. That's what several roofers have, who I've talked to, said, yeah, we can't get out there, and we can't give you a bid without coming out there. So I will keep pursuing that in this future, in this coming year.
I have a question. In the assessor's response, they stated, if the appellant has photos and bids that can be submitted to this office, we can review and make a cost to cure for the additional work that needs to be completed that is not considered regular maintenance items. Have you submitted photos to the assessor's office?
No, I have not. I never did submit any photos. I guess I missed that. I didn't. That didn't stick out in my mind as something that I could present.
I think that would be important for the assessor to see, also for the board. If you were to do this in the future, photographs would go a long way.
Okay. Thank you for that information. I for some reason, that did not stand out in my mind, and I did not do that. But I can certainly do that in this coming year.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good. I don't have any questions.
No further questions here.
Okay.
Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.